Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
It is fewer than 36 hours till the launch of the Hope of Heart Life, and policies throughout the city are said to vibrate with excitement. It is as though the ship's launch is a hammer striking the immense bell of the populace, causing them to resonate and reverberate with joyous anticipation of Heart Life's greatest project. Preparations are made to ensure the success of this project, and these preparations take many shapes.
Project Manager Wynn.
For his part, feet on the desk, finger twirling the cord of an ancient phone, Project Manager Charles Wynn appears to give off the impression of indifference. However, if we listen in, it swiftly becomes clear that Wynn does care, and deeply, about Heart Life and its goals.
Well, we'll see if he's compromised, won't we? What if he's been playing us from the beginning? Yes, I'll be careful. Shut up, he's coming.
Dr. West! I'm sorry I missed the 8:05, but I made it! You left your thermos at home?
Good morning, Andrew.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wynn. Have you seen Dr. West? Or Dr. Caligari? She's usually here before he is.
Why, yes, I have. I've seen them both.
Oh! Great! Where are they?
They're gone, Andrew. They fulfilled their obligations to the project. I sent them home as soon as they showed up. Is that coffee in there?
Yes. Would you like some?
Well, I'd love some. If you'll join me.
Coffee with a manager? Wow. I'd love to. I'll take the blue one. You keep Dr. West, Mug.
It's a great day for science.
The ceramic is heat sensitive when you pour the coffee.
Oh, that's great. Where did his skin go?
Turn it around.
Oh, and a little hanger and everything. I love it. Cheers, Andrew.
Cheers, Mr. Wynn.
You go first.
Pardon?
Managerial custom. You served, so you get to enjoy the coffee first.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, Andy, buddy, I realize now that I don't know the first thing about you, and that's a shame. I've been so busy, not a lot of room in the old social calendar. You still been taking time to see friends?
I don't actually have a whole lot of friends, sir.
Oh, I mean, a project like this, you meet all kinds of new people. I'm sure you're friendly with Cassie.
Oh, I mean, of course. She's great, but we don't spend much time together outside the workplace.
Well, what'd you do last night?
What?
When I was your age, I was tearing up the town on Wednesday nights. Me, Jimmy Pagliacci, a sixer of Pappy McNeil's, and a magnesium flayer, and Heart Life belonged to me. Anything good on your dance card last night?
Just dinner.
With whom?
Just family. Friends of the family.
Friends of Dr. West?
Yes.
Other outsiders?
Nope.
Who else?
My mother.
What mother? You're an orphan.
I thought you said you didn't know anything about me.
Who else?
Dr. Morrow. He loves spaghetti and meatball.
Spaghetti and what?
It's an ethnic thing.
What kind of ethnic is Snidge?
I'm not sure.
How can you not be sure?
I'm an orphan.
Oh, you are an orphan.
I got adopted.
So, last night, did you have fun?
Yes, sure, fun. Adequate amounts of fun were had. By me.
Andy, did you and Dr. West get a hold of some black market booze?
No.
Because when I was your age, my friends and I built a still, made algae shine with it.
I don't drink much.
Any girls?
No.
That surprises me. Charming fellow like you ought to be swimming in girls.
I do not think that is a thing you can do.
Is this making you uncomfortable?
Not remotely.
Good. How have you been liking this project, Andrew?
It's the best work I've ever done for the company, sir.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear. We're very proud of the home. Big day tomorrow.
Big day. Everything is ready for the launch, engineer-wise.
Yes, very nearly.
I noticed people working on the Hope in dry dock. Is everything okay?
Oh? Oh, the workers in the dry dock now.
Yeah. There's like 30 of them.
They're just putting on polish and shine, purely cosmetic.
That doesn't sound cosmetic.
Well, it is.
So, if the doctors aren't here, is there anything for me to do?
Nope. You're released, Andrew, and let me just say, what a pleasure you've been to work with. Why, Cassie was telling me just the other day what a find you are.
Cassie, yeah, she's...
Going down to Level Omega for her pre-launch quarantine later today. Oh, hold on a second, kid. This is Wynn. Oh, hello, Ms. Dalton. You don't say. Yes. Yes, he is. Okay. Thanks. We're sending a bouquet of flowers to Cassie. I just got a phone call saying she's going to be saying goodbye to her maternal unit before going into pre-launch quarantine. You want to be the guy to leg it over to her?
I've never seen a flower.
Sounds like a yes to me. Here, go to this address and pick up the flowers from Dr. Velasquez in Henderson Memorial Greenhouse, Level 5. You know where that is?
Uh-huh.
All right. Give them my credentials, and remember, flowers are very delicate, so do not drop or crush them. Get it?
Got it.
Good. Now hop to it.
Yes, sir, Mr. Wynn. I'm off.
Hey, Velasquez, it's Wynn. Look, I've got a kid running up to the greenhouse to pick up a bouquet for Miss Wilkins. Would you do me a favor and throw in a chrysanthemum? Nah, just a little one. Thanks so much.
Soon, flowers in hand, Andrew races to Cassie's apartment on E-Deck. It is a modest dwelling with a single plasteel window that looks out into the tunnel and a conservatively painted door. A sensible, charming dwelling.
Cassie, it's me.
It's open.
You are not Cassie.
Nope. Nice flowers.
Miss Dalton, where is Cassie? Where's her mother? Where's literally everyone?
They're not here, Andrew.
I can see that.
They haven't been here for some time. Cassie's already... Actually, hold on. Can I have those flowers?
They're for Cassie.
Well, fine. Hold them out to me. Okay. Time to go fishing.
What are you doing with that walkie-talkie?
Are we in the Snapdragon? No.
Miss Dalton, this is among the weirdest things you've ever done.
Is it in a rose? No.
And you made me poop in a bucket for fuel.
Are we in the chrysanthemum? Yes, we are. I'll take that, Andrew.
Hey, that big yellow one is the prettiest. What are you doing?
It was bugged.
Bugs are real? Oh, boy, I've dreamed of beetles ever since
I... A microphone, that kind of bug. To spy on people.
Oh, Wynn wanted to spy on me?
No, probably on me. We should get going. It's not safe here.
Please, this is Cassie's mom's place. StreetSafe watches the apartment night and day. There isn't a safer unit on the whole...
Quiet! Thing. I hear footsteps. This way.
Why? What's in...
Shut up.
Why are we in Cassie's closet? It smells like her.
Spidge, I said shut up.
Okay.
You know, Roman, I just had a disturbing thought.
What's wrong, Flint?
Well, that nice young gentleman that was supposed to meet with Cassie here. Mr. Wynn says he might be a Hendersonian, Roman.
Perish the thought, Flint.
And given that he might be a Hendersonian, his motives in meeting her might not be entirely pure, Roman.
How unlike the driven snow, Flint.
He may, in fact, be doing grievous bodily harm to her person right at this very minute, Roman.
I suppose it is our duty, both to the company and the well-being of Ms. Wilkins, that we break down this door and save her.
Wouldn't you say, Flint?
That I would, Roman. That I surely would.
The door appears to be reinforced, Flint.
We shall have to break out the tools, Roman.
No, 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 no! They're going to break in!
Why did you have me sent here?
I needed to talk to you. Cassie's in danger, Andrew. Grave danger. The hope of heart life is rigged.
To explode?
Bingo.
When did you figure this out?
I've always known.
You've always known?
It's part of... Stop it! Oh, part of the grand scheme to unite the disinfectant. Let go of my throat! I need your help!
You have 10 seconds to explain yourself, or I will do that again.
Okay! I've been trying to tell Cassie the truth since the project started. I dropped that note. I try to call her at dinner. I'm being watched too closely. They won't let me be alone in a room with her for more than 30 seconds.
I sure wouldn't.
I thought I was doing the right thing. I told Neil to keep going that day in the fields because I thought he could win us a better life. A life of plenty and leisure. We could expand, renew, build a better town. I was wrong. They built a better prison. And they asked me to convince everyone to step right on in. And I did.
What do you need me to do?
I can't get through to her. I need you to get Cassie into quarantine. Convince her not to get on that drill. Keep her as far away from the dock as you can because that ship is rigged to blow. And when it does, they'll blame it on the Hendersonians. They'll round them up, lynch them, and when the dust settles and all the troublemakers are dead, what you've got left is pliant, frightened policies.
I think we've got it, Roman.
I only hope we are not too late, Flint. May I?
Please.
I won't let them.
On my signal, open the door. You break right, I break left, okay?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3!
Could it be policies? Would the Heart Life Corporation truly plot for the death and betrayal of its brightest light, its greatest and most joyous booster? Surely not, dear listeners, dear friends. The ways of the company are complex. What appears to be treachery is truly magnanimity, seen from the perspective of a small and uncomplicated mind. Speaking of treachery and uncomplicated minds, let us check in on the Sons of Neil Henderson, that nascent organization of terror.
And we put our little symbol there at the bottom.
Done. I hate it.
You design the banner, then.
I just don't think this is the best use of our time so close to the launch, and also I hate it.
He's right. It looks dumb.
Look, every revolution has to have its iconography. It's what the old man says.
It's true!
Wow!
Wow!
It does look dumb. Which one of you was responsible for this?
Resist. See, now that's the kind of poster you should have designed, Jack.
That fist and shovel icon is nice, in a bloodthirsting kind of way.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So none of you made this poster?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Well, that is wonderful news!
Maybe we managed to convince some young policies to join the Sons of Henderson.
But we were so secretive and clandestine and whatnot that they couldn't find us and made their own cell.
Or there are defectors in the data delivery division of Heart Life itself, bending their graphic arts to the glorious way of the Henderson.
Hey, what if they ain't defectors?
Schwa?
What if it's a deliberate kind of countermaneuver by Heartlife to make us seem more dangerous and organized than we are so that when they crush us, it looks like a big victory?
Nah.
You're right. That's stupid.
The ways of the wicked are subtle in their horror, dear friends. A single twisted spoke in the great wheel can turn us from the right path. A single policy out of place can, if we are not careful, upset the plan of our immortal founders. You are right to fear and hate the Hendersonians. You are right to ignore their summons to war. They speak untruths and heresies, and they would stymie our progress. And friends, you cannot halt the progress of Heart Life.
Attention, policy. You are not authorized to enter the quarantine zone. Please report to the nearest corrective coaching session.
You cannot.
This is Policy Charles Wynn, Policy Number 6673 Iota 9. I demand to be let in immediately.
Welcome, Policy Wynn. Heartlife apologizes for the confusion. Quarantine doors open. Please do not touch the pilot's biometric monitoring equipment.
Andy! I didn't know you had clearance to come in here!
I don't. Take those off.
Andrew? We don't have
Please
the
do not
time.
Touch the
how did you get in here?
I got past Flint, is how. You need to come with me. You are in terrible danger.
But what kind of danger could I possibly be in?
You are already inside, Policy Wynn.
That's him. I
and
have to get you out of here.
Andrew, you're scaring me.
Override acceptance. Quarantine doors open.
No!
Andrew, buddy, how and why are you here? Hey, superstar.
Hey, Mr. Wynn. Andrew says I'm in trouble.
You? Trouble? What a kidder Andrew is.
You stay away from me, you monster!
Give me 30 seconds and a letter opener, and I'll show you what a monster looks like.
Cassie, the Ipshe is going A to Oblay Up A.
What?
Was that... really? That was the best you could do?
Cassie, the company wants to divide everyone in Heartlife by making the Hope blow up and blaming it on out-of-work policies and the sons of Neil Henderson!
What?
Roman to Wynn.
I copy.
I found Flint, sir.
Where?
At the bottom of the stairs.
Andrew!
Well, is he all right?
He's breathing. Who did this? I'll eat their eyes!
Good. Wynn out.
Andrew, I can't believe you'd do such a terrible thing to poor old Mr. Flint!
That's it, Snidge. You're out of here. Come on!
Back off, Wynn! Cassie, I don't care if I have to push 1,000 street-safe goons down 1,000 stairs. You're not piloting that drill!
This is insane!
No, Wynn. It's this company that's insane. Why would you sacrifice such a wonderful woman to get so little?
Andrew?
Come on, Cassie. Let's get out of here. We don't need Heart Life to tell us how to live our lives.
What the hell is wrong with you? What kind of outsider BS has Wes been feeding you?
Hello, this is Wynn.
This isn't about Wes.
No, yes, but it certainly has his stink about it.
Cassie!
Even if you were right and Heart Life planned for me to die, this is my home. This is my company. I have to take the long view. What's best for Heart Life best for my family might not be what's best for me or for you.
Cassie, no.
Wynn knows about Lily. He's always known. The actuaries chose me because they knew they had leverage.
I went by your mom's place today. There was nobody there.
I know that. My family's in protective custody until after the launch.
That's blackmail.
Yes.
Doesn't that make you hate them?
What I feel doesn't matter if Lily gets to eat. I don't think this is something you could understand, Andrew. I can't talk to you anymore. Please, go.
Attention, Policy. You are not... Quarantine doors open.
You rang, Wynn.
And there's your ride, Snidge. Disturbing the peace, resisting a street-safe officer, and sedition. That's 40 fiscals in the cube, at least. Chamberlain, take him out.
With pleasure. Nighty-night, Andrew Snidge. Boom. Headshot.
What the hell, Chamberlain?
You said take him out.
Yes! Literally, out the door!
What can I say? I think in metaphors. I have the soul of a poet.
You killed him. Just like that.
Say another word and I'll make you a couplet.
Can it, Chamberlain? Cassie? This room's been compromised. Return to your quarters. I'll be out in a second.
Yes, sir.
Quarantine doors open.
Chamberlain, I'm out of here. Clean this up.
This is my best coat.
I don't care. I don't want to see any blood on the floor when I get back. Dispose of him.
Fine.
Quarantine doors open.
Chamberlain here. Got to put a round into that snitch kid. But when I didn't smell enough fear on him. A little disappointing, frankly. And he's not exsanguinating as fast as I would have liked. Memo to self, must practice marksmanship. Addendum to memo, must find an out-of-work policy to practice marksmanship upon. Oh well. Out of sight. Out of mind. Where do they keep the mop around here?
To evade its enemies both within and without, Heartlife directs its best minds to counter-espionage. Feints within feints within feints. So while it may appear as though Project Manager Wynn has the worst in store for Miss Cassandra Wilkins, fear not! While it may appear as though Andrew Snidge has been dispatched unnecessarily, fear not. With the long view of history, in the fullness of time, we know that the company was right to do what it did. And besides, there's a little life left in Andrew Snidge yet, that indestructible, though seditious, though traitorous policy.
Oh. Oh. It's okay. I'm here.
Okay.
Yes, obviously, it's me. Don't talk. That tracker I put in you alerts us when your vitals are compromised. It's going to be okay. You're... That is a large hole in your skull.
Agent Amberlin.
Lucky for you, he seems to have gotten sloppy. Let's open your airways. Okay. We're gonna sit up. Good. Let me get a look at that wound. Open your mouth. A clean shot right through the head. The bullet just missed your pons. Do you know where that is?
Brainstem. Where do dreams come from? Cassie tickled Balthazar's pawns in the tank.
Cassie! I have to save her! Stop her! The drill is gonna explode.
What? Sorry. You don't have to do anything.
But I need...
What you need is a few pints of blood, a yard of sutures, and several weeks of bed rest.
But you hate me.
You may be irritating, Snidge, but I'm still a doctor. Sleep. West?
Yes, Emily?
Andrew has been shot, but he's stable. Don't tell Elizabeth anything is wrong.
As you wish. Well, what now?
I'll bring him back to the operating theater. I've had an idea. A big, dumb, Westian idea. What I'm about to ask you to do is going to be absurd, foolhardy, and dangerous in the extreme.
I always knew I liked you, Emily.
Shut up, West. And listen. We're going to need Elizabeth. And one of her smaller bodies. George Chamberlain shot Andrew for trying to prevent Cassie from piloting the drill. We are going to have to improvise a course of action that produces the same effect.
Remember that things are not as they seem. Remember what I said about small minds. You haven't got small minds, have you, friends? You are wise. You are learned. You have seen in the long view of history what was intended with the hope of Heart Life. Heart Life has your best interests at heart, Policy. Trust in the company, and the company will trust in you. If you have nothing to hide, then you have nothing to fear. Open your heart and tune in next week when this chapter of our fair city's history comes to an exciting conclusion. Drill down! Stay tuned.
Hey there, Policies. This is producer David Reinstrom. Thanks for listening to this episode of the show. If you like what you hear, give us a star rating on iTunes. And now, news. We'll be performing a live show at Convergence 2014 in the Twin Cities this July 4th weekend. So, if you're attending that convention, we'd love to see you there. What you just heard was episode 9 of season 5, and the upcoming episode, episode 10, is this season's finale. We'll return in January 2015 with season 6, but don't despair, because we'll be putting out lots of content on the website all summer long. Follow us on Facebook at Our Fair City Radio, or on Twitter at OFC Radio to get all those tasty updates. If you like what we do, and you want to support us, go to our website, ourfaircity.com, and click on the donate link at the top of the page. We're grateful for your contributions. They keep the lights on here at HeartLife. Okay, that's all I've got. Until next time, I'll see you in the tunnels. This is David Reinstrom, signing off. And now I'm going to eat this delicious breakfast sandwich. Mmm. Mmm. That's a good sandwich, actually.